95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Becky, why do you think John is cheating on you?
Yeah, so I've been with my boyfriend John for about 2 years, and I'm worried that he's cheating on me with his neighbor. She's super cute, and they spend a lot of time together. They work out together, and they watch The Bachelor and This Is Us, and they hang out. You know, so they're around each other a lot, and I don't know. I don't really think they're cheating because I trust him and I love him, and I really like her, but I just want to be sure.
This Is Us. I watched This Is Us, and it is an emotional show with like love story. I mean, let's just say I wouldn't call it Manny. Be like, hey, bud, you want to go watch This Is Us?
Yeah, but no. Becky, are you ever invited to join them to watch these shows or go to the gym?
Yeah, well, and I've also made it pretty clear, like, that's not really my thing, but those two love it. Like, that's totally right up their alley. And I just don't really have an interest in it.
Is there a background between these two, like, before you and John started dating?
No, I mean, they never dated or anything. They've just, they're just friends, and they just have a lot in common. And she's really nice. I do like her a lot. It's just, you know, she's really pretty, and they just spend a lot of time together, and I'm worried.
I mean, I think guys and girls can be friends, just platonic, like nothing going on, so maybe
she might as well check it out. I mean, she doesn't want to be played.
Of course, no. Yeah, I say let's do it.
My whole thing is I'm 2 years in, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to waste any more time if this guy isn't the one.
Sure. Yeah, you've invested.
Okay, let me go ahead and get him up on the phone. Let's call him right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with John?
This is John.
Hey, John. My name's Kelly. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Hopefully I'm making your day a little bit better. We have a rewards program where when you buy a dozen red roses, you get to give a dozen red roses to someone else. And one of your friends suggested you to get the free $100 in roses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. So if you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to, I can take that information from you and we can get those sent right over.
Sure, sure. I would love to. I'd love to send the roses to my girlfriend Becky.
Okay. And I also have a card that goes with these beautiful romantic roses. Would you like to write something on her card?
Hold on. Let me think for a second.
I'm probably catching you off guard, but
totally. Can you just write "I love you" and. Actually, yeah. Can you tell, that I have a big surprise coming for her?
Okay, you've got a big surprise. That's so sweet. What kind of a surprise?
I don't know. Just a surprise.
All right.
I knew. Oh my God. I knew you weren't cheating. I knew it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I did this to you. John, can you hear me?
Yeah. What?
Well,
hi.
This is
Becky?
Yeah. Hi, baby.
What's going on?
You're actually on the radio right now.
Yeah, John, this is War of the Roses on the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Oh,
we did this because Becky thought you were cheating and we were trying to bust you as a cheater.
What? No, who would I be cheating on Becky with?
Well, your neighbor. Evidently, you guys watch This Is Us and
spend a lot of time together.
Oh, well, no. I mean, yeah, we're friends, but no. There's nothing there. I've only got eyes for Becky.
Oh my God, I love you so much. I knew that you weren't.
Baby, I love you too. I'm so sorry that you've had to worry about this.
I know. It's so stupid.
What did he write on the card?
I love you, and I've got a big surprise for you.
What's the surprise?
Surprise us all.
What's the surprise? What's the surprise?
Baby, I want to know.
Watch, it's probably like we ruined his proposal or something.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, actually, screw it. Yeah, no, Becky, I'm will you marry me?
Oh my God, are you serious?
This can't be real.
I'm dead serious. That was the surprise.
That was the surprise?
That was the surprise.
Well, don't waste it on the with us. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Of course. Of course.
Well, I'm smiling from ear to ear. I feel bad that we ruined your moment, but
I'm like, I'm so,
no.
Like,
this
I'm
is so no. This is, I mean, you know. Being on the radio, who could ask for anything better?
Normally, we don't. God. Well, we don't air War of the Roses where you don't get busted because there's really nothing that happens other than the fact that you both agree that you're not cheating on each other.
Oh, is this not going to be on the air?
Oh, no, this is going to be on the air. You just proposed to her.
Great.
Baby,
great.
Baby, I love you. I love you so much.
Oh, baby, I love you too. I can't wait to spend our lives together.
Oh my God! I need a real one. I hope you know that. Like,
I just don't really have to get down on one knee, John.
Like, you know.
I'll stick to Plan A then.
All right. Well, congratulations!
Yeah.
Amazing,
guys.
War of the Roses, from cheating to married.
Yeah, and by the way, you better invite us to the wedding.
Oh, definitely. Oh, no. We'll definitely be there.
In the mail. We'll earmark you a table.
Thank you, guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
Even the computer was overwhelmed by how sweet that War of the Roses was. It froze itself out. But we are getting so many messages on our socials right now. Sweetest War of the Roses ever. There are good people out there.
Did he really propose? Mm-hmm. Some people are asking.
Let's get the calls going. We know you guys wanted to always hear one where there wasn't a bust. Would you have been mad at him for proposing live on the radio like that?
Heck yeah.
Well, she did say she wanted a redo.
She seemed really excited about the whole thing. 704-570-9595. A sweet war. What do you guys think?
Kiss 95.1. Today with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We just heard a War of the Roses. A lot of people ask us. Yeah, because we do War of the Roses, by the way, if you didn't know. Every day it's 6:50. It's 7:50. A lot of people say, do they actually always cheat, or do they ever send the flowers to the one they love? A lot of the times they do send the flowers to the ones they love. We don't air those.
Most of the time they're a little boring.
They're a little boring. And a lot of times, so in order for you to play phone calls like this, for legal reasons, we have to get everybody to sign off, and there's forms involved. And a lot of times after a little mix-up like that, some people may not want to sign the form.
This is what happened on the War of the Roses that we just aired between John and Becky.
Well, actually, screw it. Yeah, no, Becky, I'm. Will you marry me?
Oh my God, are you serious?
This can't be real.
I'm dead serious. That was the surprise.
That was the surprise?
That was the surprise.
Well, don't waste it on with us. Oh my gosh.
So she goes on, of course, to say yes, and Roy's right.
Don't waste it on us, man.
But Becky also said, by the way, you owe me a legit.
A real one, yeah.
You're still going to have to get down on one knee in person.
A lot of people reached out saying how great it was. A lot of people on Facebook Live saying how they were driving down the road crying.
That's what Jessica and Stanley said. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
So are you a faithful War of the Roses listener?
I am. I'm a faithful Manny, Roy, and Loren listener.
Yay.
I'm faithful to you, Jessica.
Well, thanks. That's my middle name, Faith. I really enjoyed this War of the Roses. I was literally crying going down the highway. I was like, oh my God, I got to see the drive. This is so sweet. I was so overwhelmed with emotion, though. It was amazing.
Now, would you find it, though, romantic to be proposed on the radio? Is that really romantic?
Might not be the most ideal.
It's a good story for afterwards.
But it is a really good story for your children and future events and things like that.
For John will say, your mom excited. Thought I was cheating with the neighbor.
Well, I was going to say, maybe just leave that part out and say that you proposed on the radio.
Yeah, they did request a copy of that. I wonder what they're going to do with it.
I wonder if they'll play it at the wedding.
I would play it at the wedding.
Hey, this is when my wife thought I was cheating.
Yeah, it's just, it's really sweet. And you know what? Maybe we'll just start airing some of the ones where they don't cheat. I don't know if that's what people
like.
Yeah.
This is Tony in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hi, Tony.
The best War of the Roses. I was actually, you know, crying. I've been married 20 years. And, you know, one of the things I advise any couple is that they need to be best friends. If you're not best friends, you won't know if your spouse is cheating or anything like that. But you guys have to be best friends if I would advise them of anything. But this was the best one. I think once in a while, just air positive. We know positive doesn't always sell, but
yeah,
this is one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, our objective is not to bore people. And I know that if we aired one where a lot of times, like, for instance, a War of the Roses will go, let's just say Pam thinks that Paul's cheating. And then so we'll ask Paul who he wants to send the flowers to. He'll send them to Pam. Pam will be like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. Right. This is how a lot of them go. And then Paul will go, why did you think I was cheating? And Pam will say, oh, that girl. Oh, that's just, no.
Like, yeah, listen, I'm sorry I made you insecure, but that's not a thing.
And then we move on because we're trying to bust a cheater. Yeah. So then we hang up with them quickly and there's really, you know, nothing else. We don't send the flowers. We're cheap. So nobody gets anything.
So you guys do an awesome job in the morning, and you know I listen to you guys, you know, whenever I can. But it's an awesome show, and thank you so much for putting some positivity in the air.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Thank you so
My
much.
First
for
time calling.
First time calling. Well, hey, listen, Tony, you call back.
Would love to talk to you.
You're
again.
Always welcome on the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
Have a great day.
Pug 2 tweeted to at the MRL show and said, I laughed so hard when Loren whispered, that was the surprise?
I was like, awkward. Miranda, I think we just ruined something.
Miranda says he really should get the flowers. We could do something. We'll do something nice.
We can DJ their wedding.
This is the sweetest War of the Roses ever, Kirsten said. Let's see. Beth says she's got to redo her makeup before she goes into work. She's got a big meeting and now she's going to be late. Thank you, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, should we talk to Lori? Because Lori's going to pour water on this whole thing.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, what does Lori have to say?
Lori
in Chester.
In Chester, Roy's biggest fan.
Hi.
What now? So you're going to pour cold water all over this theory that this was the sweetest War of the Roses ever?
Yes. I don't think that was, I think that last one was fake.
You think that those people are actually not getting married and they just lied to us?
Oh, I think that it was a setup. I think that they planned on getting married a long time ago, and they just wanted it on the radio.
Really? Lori, are you married?
Yes.
You are?
Really? You never told us that.
No.
He's in the other room. He's got his own bedroom.
It's just an arrangement.
And me.
At first, I was going to say maybe she doesn't, you know, she doesn't believe in love.
One thing, and that's what he comes in for.
Oh my gosh, Lori!
So come on, Roy, I got a revolving door for you and Manny. Lauren, you're welcome. Come on in.
Wow!
Oh, whoa!
Oh man,
that's quite the offer.
Chester, Lori, we love her.
I do. I love her.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lauren show.
And she pronounces your name so nicely.
I know.
Come on, Lauren.
I love her to death.
Just rolls off the tongue.
I think we all agree that. That was not a fake.
No, I don't think so.
They were not putting us on.
They sounded genuine.
Yeah.
She was so excited. All right. So when you stop for lunch today in that fast food line, you could actually be buying from a celebrity. I'm going to tell you what celebrities own which fast food places that you love coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Charlotte's Morning Show.